This is an iHeart podcast.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
From Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries, this is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. We still got 2 hours left. Don't worry. You can almost smell the weekend, too. And Ask Dr. Jesse Fridays tomorrow. Also, remember, the iHeartRadio app is free, and they podcast the entire show as soon as the show is done. iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes. Now, Ketanji Brown Jackson, I already read her statement earlier, I'm not going to read it again, is super upset that affirmative action is not going to be a thing. Well, it will be a thing, but it's legally not allowed to be a thing anymore in the university system. But Ketanji Brown Jackson is a diversity hire herself. It's the only reason she's on the Supreme Court, is because she's black and a woman. Kamala Harris, the only reason Dome is vice president is because she's black and a woman. She's a diversity hire. She was hired for the color of her skin. She's not worthy of the job. And whenever I say things like that, I'll get all these huffy babies. They'll start emailing into the show. Oh my gosh, that's so racist. You can't. She's super qualified. And to which I have to respond, why are you mad at me for calling them diversity hires when Democrats, especially Joe Biden, are fond of openly saying that's what they are?
I committed that if I'm elected president, have an opportunity to appoint someone to the courts, I'll appoint the first black woman to the courts. It's required that they have representation now. It's long overdue. Secondly, if I'm elected president, my cabinet, my administration will look like the country. And I commit that I will, in fact, pick a woman to be vice president. There are a number of women who are qualified to be president tomorrow.
Why are you mad about me? Why are you mad at me? You're a diversity hire. You were hired based on the color of your skin, not your qualifications. You don't have to get mad at me about it. Now, I can understand how that would hurt. It would hurt, wouldn't it? Especially if you achieve something so lofty like Supreme Court justice. I mean, my goodness, that's a big deal. Appointed for life. Your life is really a life of luxury, no matter what they make, because it's such a lofty position. You will drink the finest wines or whatever these people do, and you will travel on private planes, and your life will be a life of luxury for the rest of your life. And it's such a lofty position that I'm sure you want to feel like you earned it, like you just got there. Just by my own grit, I got there. But you didn't. You were hired because you're black. That's why you were hired. And you don't have to be mad at me. Be mad at Joe. Be mad at all these other people who tell you that's why they hired you. Look, I read it a little bit earlier with BK, but I can come back to it again here. Harvard, obviously, Harvard is, sadly, well thought of as a university, even though it's simply a communist training center. It's well thought of as a university. It is. Harvard, in response to the ruling, flat out, they put out a whole paper on it. I'm not going to read the whole thing, but I'll hit a couple more high points. Harvard flat out said, we're gonna allow people in based on the color of their skin still. So I know you want to think that you earned your way into Harvard, but Harvard is openly telling you didn't. That's what they're saying. Quote, because the teaching, learning, research, and creativity that brings progress and change require debate and discernment in disagreement, diversity and difference are essential to academic excellence. To prepare leaders for a complex world, Harvard must admit and educate a student body whose members reflect and have lived multiple facets of the human experience. No part of what makes us who we are could ever be irrelevant. Harvard must always be a place of opportunity, a place where doors remain open to those whom they have long been closed, a place where many will have the chance to live dreams their parents and grandparents could not have dreamed. Okay, it's a bunch of flowery language to say you got into Harvard because you're black. Sorry. I know that's a bitter pill to swallow, and that brings me to the ugly thing. No, I'm not going to play that Whoopi Goldberg clip. I know you thought that's where I was going, but it brings me to the ugly thing. Of course, Joe Biden was asked about this ruling today. Here's what he said.
Biden, the Congressional Black Caucus said the Supreme Court has thrown into question its own legitimacy. Is this a rogue court?
This is not a normal court.
Now for the ugly. In case you couldn't hear his response, he said, this is not a normal court. That's quite a thing for the President of the United States to say that. Remember this. The communist, he doesn't stop. He believes in his religion all the way. To his credit, he is devout. He is devout. And right now, there were actually multiple rulings today. I'll get to the other one here in a few. They pretty much all went against the communists. Right now, he's watching critical things that he loves. He's watching those things disappear because, of course, none of the things he loves are constitutional. And they're getting to the Supreme Court and they're disappearing. The communist is not going to go back to the drawing board and say, dang, I really need to stop doing these unconstitutional things. You know what? From now on, I'm going to stick with the law. He doesn't think in those terms. The communist is going to continue his endless assault on this Supreme Court. And let me tell you something you're going to probably squirm at. Sure, we'll get all kinds of complaints, but it's true. The Democrats in this country, Biden, Pelosi, Schumer, all of them, the media people, that apparatchik who asked Joe Biden the question, they want Supreme Court justices to die. They want them to be assassinated. Or, if they can't have them killed, they want them so afraid of being killed that they stop ruling against them. And maybe right now you're freaking out, Jesse, that's way too far. Jesse, that's not true. Do I need to remind you that one of these street communists flew from California back to Virginia, weapons in hand, outside of Brett Kavanaugh's house, ready to assassinate Brett Kavanaugh? And he did this because of the endless communist rhetoric telling him over and over and over again that this is not a normal court. This is an out-of-control court.
The Congressional Black Caucus said the Supreme Court has thrown into question its own legitimacy. Is this a rogue court?
This is not a normal court.
It's rogue. It's illegitimate. It's not normal. Remember Chuck Schumer when he got up in front of everybody and flat out warned them? If you go through with these decisions, be prepared to reap the whirlwind, I believe is what he said. Reap the whirlwind, Chuck? What does that mean? What's he doing when he tells them things like this? What's he actually saying?
I want to tell you, Gorsuch. I want to tell you, Kavanaugh. You have released the whirlwind, and you will pay the price.
You will pay the price? So what's he saying? Because they're lifetime appointments. How would they pay a price? Unless it's a physical price. The Democrats in this country, the communists in this country, are going to get at least one Supreme Court justice murdered. They will. I am very sad to say, Chris, go ahead and write this one down. We are going to see the assassination of a Supreme Court justice because Democrats want an assassination of the Supreme Court justices. That's why after that assassination attempt of Brett Kavanaugh, that's why Democrats, not one, do you notice, not one decided they were going to back off of that kind of rhetoric. There was no more, not a single one went to the cameras and said, hey, I have been using some bad rhetoric now, almost got one of them killed, I'm backing off. Not one came out and said it. They all ramped the rhetoric up after that assassination attempt. Why? Because they know full well that their base of deranged, criminal, oftentimes drugged out, nothing to live for street communists will be more than happy to go murder one on their behalf. It's called stochastic terrorism. We've talked about it endlessly on the show. The definition is essentially you continue to use rhetoric like this. You use rhetoric in this way with the full knowledge that someone, even though it's not specific, you're not giving someone orders, somebody is going to act on it. Someone is going to act on it. If I was ever to say something on this show to the effect of, maybe I was going to make, you know how I joke about left-handed people, about how they're deformed and evil and stuff. It's just fun. It's funny. But what if I was ever to get serious and I was to start ranting and raving? These left-handed people are all killers. They're destroying the country. We have to stop them. Get ready to reap the whirlwind, left-handeds. I would never do that. You know why? It's a national show. It's coast to coast. What if there's some psycho listening who decides to act on that? That's what we have right now. Stochastic terrorism. All right, we'll get to this other ruling and then we're moving on because we got other things to do. One thing I don't have to do, I don't have to clean up after Fred. You see, Fred, when he ate, my dog Fred, when he used to eat every single meal, no matter what it was, he would have digestive problems. I think I'll put it that way. Digestive problems. He also, apparently golden doodles, which are not designer dogs, apparently they're really susceptible to ear infections. He'd get those all the time. Never gets those anymore because we pour rough greens on his food every meal now. Now he gets digestive enzymes, omega oils, vitamins, minerals, the physical difference we see in Fred. We're hardly ever at the vet anymore. Fred's going to live longer because we're actually giving him nutrition. Give your dog rough greens. Give your dog nutrition. Roughgreens.com/Jesse for a free jumpstart trial bag. Roughgreens.com/Jesse.
Miss something?
There's a podcast.
Get it on demand wherever podcasts are found. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. We truly don't get enough Phil Collins. We don't. There, you can never have enough Phil Collins. And we're going to get to emails. Don't forget. Oh, we do get hate for Phil Collins, Chris. I don't know what's wrong. Normally, our anti-communists are such good people, but Phil Collins brings out the venom inside of them. I'll never get it. I'll never understand it. Michael, do you like Phil Collins? He does. I knew it. See, everyone does. Everyone does. And what's more American than Phil Collins? Am I right? Quit. Tomorrow's an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Get your questions emailed in to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. I'm going to get to another Supreme Court ruling, which is actually great, but also sad. Before I do that, one last thing on the stochastic terrorism. This is a little long. It's a couple minutes long. I'm actually not going to interrupt it, believe it or not. But this is the rhetoric they use. And this is why I say, very sadly, and I dread this, I do believe that there will be an assassination of a Supreme Court justice. There will. Why? Because they know their base, they know their street communist base are a bunch of violent psychopaths like all communists are, and yet over and over and over again, they run to the television and they speak like this.
This means war. That is where we are. We are at war with these people. These folks are evil.
There is an ultra-right MAGA contingent in this country that wants to overthrow the U.S. government.
It is a danger to our democracy. It is a danger to our way of life.
The MAGA movement is a threat.
The extremists that we're dealing with every single day, we've got to kill and confront that movement.
Clearly, you know, this is a literally call to arms.
Obviously, Republicans, I think, are the biggest threat to democracy. We don't separate right-wing extremists and Republican Party anymore.
I see this as a party, a MAGA party, that no longer is confident that they can win elections with votes. And so now they're seeking to enact their political will through violence.
This is literally what conservative white folks do when they don't get their way. They turn violent.
Today's GOP is no longer a political movement. It is a fascist movement.
And this is why it could be more dangerous than 1860 or the 1930s.
Clearly, you know, this is a literally call to arms.
Maybe now it is all about the violence. It all is about an insurrection. It all is in his mind about a civil war.
It feels like we are not just at the brink of a civil war, but that one has already begun.
The fact that the base is getting smaller, it makes it more dangerous in a lot of ways, because those are the people who are willing to do things like take up arms and press the questions and tactics that lead to civil war.
This is someone who held that office, who is basically saying to Americans, there should be civil war.
Look at what he's doing last night, as you know, that, you know, more or less salutes that are either QAnon or almost look like Nazism.
You saw the rally in Ohio the other night. Trump is there ranting and raving for more than an hour, and you have these rows of young men with their arms raised.
These crazed, deranged folks who want to impart evil in every facet of our society.
Clearly, you know, this is a literally call to arms. Oh.
Chris, how many literallys were there? Speaking of violence, that was violence against my ears. I can't take it anymore. I can't. Why do we keep using this word? It's time to stop. It doesn't add anything. It's a useless filler word that makes you sound like an airhead. Stop using it. Please. I'm begging you. Please. You know who I blame for this? Liberal white women. Why not? They're the spawn of Satan anyway. They've got to be the reason that this word has caught on so much in this society. All right. Before I get to some emails and a hate speech bill and guess the bubble kind of got popped on the old RFK Jr. thing, told you so, let's get to something else. Sometimes things happen and they sound good and you think to yourself, yeah, that's good. But then you realize, man, that's kind of sad. That's kind of sad. Like, hey, I ran out on my family 20 years ago. No, I didn't. This is just a hypothetical. I'm a man, and when my kids were born, I decided I didn't want to be a dad, and I ran out on my family 20 years ago. Tonight, I'm going to go meet my kids for the first time. And you say to yourself, yeah, that's great, but, oh, man, that's kind of freaking sad. They lived 20 years without you. That sucks. This headline just, at first I smiled and then I started shaking my head. This is the headline. Supreme Court rules federal government can deport non-citizens who obstruct justice. I'm sorry, what? That had to go to the courts? We had to go to the Supreme Court to check in and see if we can deport illegals? Do I have that right? And oh, by the way, it's just illegals who obstruct justice. It's not like you can deport everybody. What is this, Nazi Germany? So again, it's a headline. It sounds nice. Oh, nice. Cool. But man, how lost. How lost are we that just now we found out that, well, I guess if they obstruct justice, I guess we can deport them, guys. Yeah, Lee, we got a ways to go. All right, we have to get to RFK, the RFK bubble burst. Thank goodness. We have to get to emails. We have to get to much more. Don't forget, you can download the podcast on iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes. Don't forget, you need to upgrade your at-home footwear. No, I don't care how you look. That doesn't matter to me at all. I'm worried about your feet, your knees, your back. We walk around on hard floors in bare feet all the time. Why do you think your knees hurt? Why do you think your back hurts? Why do you think get some support around the house? It's not hard to convince someone to wear shoes out and about when you're at work, grocery shopping. Around the house, you need to have some MyPillow all-season slippers. You can wear them inside and out. It's an exclusive four-layer design. It's just how my feet feel at the end of the day. It's so different. There's a reason they're normally $149.98 for slippers. Right now, though, closeout sale. You can get the greatest slippers ever for $25. All you have to do is go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special square, you can't miss it, and then use the promo code Jesse. That's over $120 in savings. MyPillow.com, radio listener special square, promo code Jesse, or call them 800-845-0544. All right? Now, what's going on in the energy world There's a lot, sadly. Not much of it's good. Let's ask Daniel Turner, our energy expert, about that next.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
It's almost a dirty word, one that connotes conspiracy theory.
Will we ever get the truth about the Benghazi massacre?
Bad faith political warfare, and frankly, bullshit.
We kill the ambassador just to cover something up. You put 2 and 2 together.
Was it an overblown distraction or a sinister conspiracy?
Benghazi is a Rosetta Stone for everything that's been going on for the last 20 years.
I'm Leon Nafok from Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries. This is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Yeah, that's right. Lock her up.
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday. Joining me now, my friend Daniel Turner with Power of the Future, who always gets us boned up on energy issues. Stuff that gets confusing for me, mainly because I'm stupid. But I wanted to ask him some... Daniel, I wanted to ask you some basic things right off the top. Things that people don't know. Things that I oftentimes get confused about. America's power grid. What runs it? Meaning, how much of it is coal? How much of it is natural gas? And I ask this because right here in Texas, all of a sudden we lose power every other day now. And I've been here about 10 years. That didn't used to happen. What's happening?
Yeah, and before I begin, Jesse, can I apologize to you? Because I said I wouldn't crack the book until I got you to sign it, but I caved and I already finished it. And it was wonderful. So thank you very much for a great read. I'll still get your signature one day in person. Our power grid is powered by a mix of things. For the majority of Americans and for the majority of this last couple of decades, it's been predominantly fossil fuels and nuclear. And then the Greens moved in with their green agenda, which is all about power and control. And they started forcing these mandates. Texas has a mandate that 25% of your electric grid has to come from either wind or solar, what they call renewables. That was Texas Republicans who put that in place. And I've talked about this before, and it makes me no friends in the Texas GOP, but that was Texas Republicans who probably got a lot of Texas Republican landowners who were thrilled to lease some fields and some ranches that they didn't need to the government to put up wind turbines and solar farms and make a small bundle of money without having to tend to cows and put up barbed wire fencing and worry about water and feed, et cetera. So, you know, that's how your mandates happened in Texas. And now by law, 25% has to come from wind and solar. But the problem with wind and solar is they don't work. So that's why you're suddenly getting these blackouts and brownouts and these warnings, because not only, and this is something you would learn in the Anti-Communist Manifesto if you haven't read it. Look at me plugging your book, Jesse. But the Greens are never satiated with just winning, right? They never declare victory and go home. So it wasn't enough to get wind and solar mandates. They had to dismantle the fossil fuel systems. They have to tear down coal plants. They have to tear down natural gas plants. So when the wind doesn't blow, and the wind does not blow in a heat wave, so when the wind doesn't blow, well, what's the backup? What's the redundancy? And there is none. And that's where the only thing that can happen is for the grid to collapse. And that's what we're seeing. And we're going to see more of it. We're going to see a lot more of it.
Okay, so that's all pretty much freaking terrible. And that's for the red state I live in, of Texas. Mm-hmm. I'm scared to even ask the question, but what's the story with the blue states? What's going on in California? What's going on in New York? What's happening there?
And that's why you have it much, much worse in the blue states. California has way more blackouts and brownouts than Texas does. One, because they've been doing it a lot longer. But two, they have way more punitive policies when it comes to the electric grid. New Mexico is another shining example of a state that has tremendous fossil fuel resources, but they have a lunatic blue legacy of blue governors, blue legislators who pass these mandates. My home state of New York, even though I haven't lived there in 30 some odd years, but my parents are still there, my family's still there, Their previous governor, Governor Cuomo, closed totally viable coal plants, nuclear plants, with the promise of building wind and solar. What makes it even worse about New York is, well, actually two things that make it worse about blue states like New York. One, the cold kills four times more people than the heat. So as much as you hate the heat wave and people are like, oh my gosh, we lost power in 102 degrees, as tragic as it is and as deadly as it is, because the vulnerable, the sick, can't handle the extreme heat. But the cold is what really kills people. So New York is cold and Texas is not as cold. So that's one thing that's a problem. And two, the other problems that the blue states, the New England area, have, don't have the land, right? West Texas is pretty much empty. So you can put 100,000 acres in turbines. Where are you going to find 100,000 acres near New York City? It's Queens County, where my parents are from, where I grew up. Queens is around 80,000 acres. So if you've ever flown into LaGuardia, Chase Stadium, all that, that's 80,000 acres. You need 20,000 more for wind turbines just to power a fraction of the city. So, yeah, the blue states are screwed. It seems so logical, doesn't it, when you do the math?
Daniel, again, speaking with Daniel Turner, Power of the Future, always keeps us educated on this stuff. Okay, now, not that I'm hopeful this day is going to come, but let's say California or a place like that, they get too many brownouts, blackouts. The people have finally had enough. They start voting in your Republicans, which, again, I don't have much faith in those losers either. But they start voting in Republicans and they decide, no, no more blackouts and brownouts. We're ready to seize our energy again. Is there a lag? I'm sure there's some kind of a lag. What's the lag like if we stop and reverse course now on this stuff?
Well, and that's why the Greens are so good at not just getting these mandates, but requiring the dismantling of fossil fuel systems. You have, for example, a coal-fired plant northeast of you in Longview, Tyler, Texas area. It's called the Perky plant. It has been decommissioned. It is not working. In your worst of storms, this last winter, the winter of 2021, the Perky coal plant worked at full capacity. But because of these mandates, Perky has to be closed. So right now it is decommissioned. It hasn't been dismantled yet. There's a judge injunction. They're trying to stop dismantling it. But the Greens are not going to rest until that thing is taken down brick by brick. So these terrible storms you had last week, this terrible heat wave, excuse me, the Perky plant could have turned on effortlessly. But it won't be allowed because of your mandates. So the lag time is going to be hard because it is hard to build a coal plant. It is hard to build a nuclear plant, a natural gas plant. And if you start building them, don't you think the green minions are just going to hire a bunch of college students and Antifa types to sabotage equipment, to lay down in front of trucks to protest? Look at Standing Rock, right, when they were trying to do the Dakota Access Pipeline. Look at the way the true, before Antifa, the original green, liberal violence was always the green movement. The eco-terrorists have decades of eco-terrorism. So I hate to be the gloom and doom. I swear, Jesse, one day I want to come on your show and say good things. But the lag time is going to be severe because these projects are so easy to take down, but they're so hard to build. Kind of like the American dream, kind of like our culture, kind of like our democracy, right, in our great republic. They're so hard to build, but boy, you can dismantle them effortlessly.
Yeah, that's the problem. It's easy to tear down. It's harder to build. Daniel, how much power, let's assume we can get rid of these communists from our shores, how much power do we have here in America? I know many countries around the world, they don't have resources. You know, they got to go more nuclear or something like that because they don't have anything else. What do we have here?
Oh, my gosh. We have enough oil, gas, coal, and obviously nuclear because we have enough uranium deposits in our own country. Despite the fact that Hillary Clinton sold the vast majority to the Russians, we still have enormous uranium deposits in this country. We don't need the world for anything. Right. Just yesterday, Joe Biden was talking about how the terrible inflation that we're facing is caused by the war in Ukraine. And you want to say, why would the war in Ukraine have such an impact on why should anything in the world have such an impact on us? If there was a terrible tsunami again, like we saw in 2004 and that wiped out all of Southeast Asia, that shouldn't have to impact us. Right. A war in Europe
There's always a war in Europe. Read your history. Why would that impact us? But made ourselves, globalists have forced us to come reliant on the global community. And no offense to the global community, I'm sure they're lovely people and beautiful countries. I don't want to be part of your alliance. I don't want to be relying on you for a damn thing.
Nope. Yeah.
No, actually, it's not that nice anyway. Those countries suck. Daniel Turner, thank you so much, brother.
I love being on with you, Jesse. Thank you, sir.
You know what doesn't suck? Saving a boatload of money on my cell phone and knowing I don't fund communists. I that's not fair. I don't fund communists anymore. Verizon. I had Verizon. AT&T was the first phone company I ever had. The one I just switched from a while back was T-Mobile. So I've done it. Don't get me wrong. And I know you put in your credit card and your cell phone bill gets paid automatically every month. Are you making automatic payments every single month to a communist cell phone company? You know that there's a patriotic one called Pure Talk, right? Veteran owned. They love this country so much. They insist on U.S.-based customer service with people who speak English. You know how refreshing that is? And you save a fortune, same 5G network. And right now, when you dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly, you save an extra 50% off your first month. What's the reason you haven't switched? #250, say Jesse Kelly, switch to Pure Talk, all right? All right, we got a whole bunch more. Next.
I've got an animal inside of me.
Jesse Kelly. You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is The Jesse Kelly Show. You're lucky I didn't just let the Guess Who just play all throughout there. I almost did. That's who it is, Chris. Don't look and check me. Did you just check me? I know there's The Who and there's The Guess Who. The Guess Who's the good band and The Who's the other one. I've never been a Who fan. Oh, man, we're going to catch heat for that. I've never been a Who fan. I think they have one good song, Squeezebox, which we should play Squeezebox more. Chris, will you pull up some Squeezebox? I want to hear it. All right, thank you. Thank you. All I ask for is Squeezebox. Should be noted, I don't know what a Squeezebox actually is, but it's an accordion or a concertina. Chris, are you making this up? That doesn't sound... It's called a Squeezebox? Really? Michael, is he making that up? Really? Oh, because you do squeeze it. I guess that makes sense. I'm glad I figured that out all on my own. All right, listen. I'm going to get to the emails here in a few because I have a bunch, but I just want to do something first. The RFK Jr. thing. Now, you are aware of my general policy about who you support. My policy is, as long as you have your reasons, your priorities, that's fine by me. It's fine by me. RFK Jr. has been one of those people who has definitely been catching on. I don't want to say he's leading or anything like that. I don't think he has a chance. Democrats would never allow that guy to be the nominee. But his popularity is catching on. And to be clear, I understand 100% why his popularity is catching on. He's one of the few candidates out there willing to speak out against COVID lockdowns. He's one of the few candidates out there bold enough to speak out against that crap vaccine that wasn't a vaccine at all. He's willing to speak out about government corruption, about deep state stuff, about the evil of our medical institutions. And for the people who suffered during lockdowns or suffered or lost loved ones because of that, quote, vaccine, and people who really mistrust the government, I mean, I guess I just described myself with all those things. I understand the appeal. I understand the appeal. And if you're still an RFK Jr. guy or girl because of those reasons, I get it. I'm not dogging on you. But what have I always said? I don't trust him. I don't trust him. And one of the main reasons I don't trust him is this. One, I realize he didn't just come out of nowhere. I realize he's been semi-famous for a while. But he did kind of just come out of nowhere politically, right? That's one. Two, if RFK Jr. runs as an independent, and I believe there's a chance he will, if Biden's the nominee and Trump is the nominee and RFK Jr. runs as an independent, that means there will only be one anti-vaccine candidate in the race. The other two openly brag about it.
I believe that will steal so many votes away from Trump that we cannot win the general election. What, Chris? Yeah, he declared as a Democrat, Chris, but and the laws get weird, but I think he may... Here's what I see happening. The Democrats, everyone knows that's a communist party now. It's run top-down. They're never going to allow RFK to debate Joe Biden or be any kind of a serious threat to Joe Biden. I think when RFK gets the official word that he's not going to be allowed to debate, there'll be no debate stage, I think he'll drop out then and run as an independent. That's my concern. And again, if it's Biden, Trump, and RFK Jr., I believe it's going to steal so many votes away that we can't win. That's one of the reasons I've been suspicious. Plus, he's been a career. His entire life, he's been one of these climate change nut jobs. And you know what I think about those genocidal maniacs. Here's what he had to say. RFK Jr., this is from Breitbart, would sign an assault weapons ban if it reached his desk. So this is what I'm talking about. You're super anti-government. You don't trust the government. Government corruption. The FBI is corrupt. CIA is corrupt. They killed my dad. You know, all these things he likes to say. But you want to send these shock troops to my door to confiscate my, quote, assault weapons? Remember something. When your liberal Aunt Peggy, when she talks about an assault weapons ban, what she's saying is she wants armed federal agents to come kick in your door and take away your weapons if you don't go down and turn them in. That's why she's not a liberal. She's a full-blown communist. Ask if you want to know the friendly liberal, the progressive in your life, if you want to know if you're dealing with an actual communist, ask them what they think about an assault weapons ban. Because people already own them. If you want to ban them, you want to send federal agents to my home to take my weapons from me. You're a communist who wants to send the secret police against your political enemies. RFK Jr. just said he would sign that bill. Told you. Look, and I'm not telling you to get off the RFK Jr. bandwagon. Like I said, I know there's a million reasons to be on that bandwagon. But just be aware of what you're getting here. Be aware of it. That's all I'm saying. Be aware of it. Be aware that you need food. You need an emergency food supply. Now listen, you know I use my Patriot Supply, but maybe you don't need it. Maybe you have a 3-month food kit or a 1-month food kit of some kind already for everyone in your home. The problem with that is a lot of people think they have that and they don't. Go at least do this for me. Do an honest assessment. If the grocery store shuts down tomorrow, power outage, EMP, whatever the case may be, can everyone who lives in your home eat for a month on what's in your pantry? The answer to that question is almost always no. My Patriot Supply has been taking care of that problem for us for a long time. Not everyone can afford a 3-month food kit, and they know that. That's why they run specials like they're doing right now on 4-week food kits. Go to preparewithjessekelly.com. And that'll get you a deal on a 4-week food kit, all right? Preparewithjessekelly.com. We have to talk about this hate speech bill and the future of blue America. But I want to talk about this first. I want to talk about an email I got that's uncomfortable. Jesse, I heard an advertisement yesterday from Gillette for a men's lower extremity area, I'll say, maintenance. I would never minimalize the need for this product, but I'm sincerely wondering, when did this become a thing and what is the actual market for this? You are sincerely the only person that can answer this question. P.S. I'm not a man, so I'm totally curious. I'm not sure why I am thought to be able to answer this question. I have no idea why anyone would think that I would qualify to answer this question. What, Chris? I'm America's dad? Oh, you know, I do say that. I think I say daddy, but America's dad is also true. Both ways really work. Yeah, but I would never ask my dad a question like that. He'd probably just yell at me. I mean, I guess he just yells at me all the time anyway, but he would just yell at me. So I can't ask that question. When did it become a thing? Probably once women started it.
I think it became a thing once women started it. Men thought they had to match it. You know what? I'm not comfortable anymore. I want to talk about hate speech bills and communism. This is venturing into an area I'm not comfortable with. We have another hour. Hang on.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
From Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries, this is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.